So there is a little Buma. Here there is a house, and then there is a little Buma formed by the feet of the baby. And in that Buma, there is no Memsom. So, since there is a Shkotelasamei connection between the Chavala Shomayim and the Parasol, so let's say a small person who can immerse his body in less than Memsom, so he can be paid there in that Parasol. So, what does he gain? You see, according to the first portion of the Rash, so we shall I say to our words that the Tanaka will deal with it. Number one, that Katafkas is a Chilu. Number two, that Mikveh is Mitaya Bezeh. But in the second version, the Rash says, no, to say that Nishama Yachiri Kamlaoche, that Mikveh is only Mitaya Bezeh, and that's difficult to say. Bishlo in the Dalloche, that Katafkas is Chibu alike, that's not such a double portion. That Katafkas is no Chibu. It's not such a double portion, according to some of the shaking. So the Aloch of Katafkas in the Chibu has, even while even the Bistilel has its limitations, it's not under all circumstances that Katafkas is no Chibu. So the Mele, so it's not difficult to say that according to Mishamai, so Katafkas is a Chibu under all circumstances. In view of the fact that even according to Bistilel, under certain circumstances, Katafkas is a Chibu. So according to Bishamai, under all circumstances, Katab is Chibur. But to say that Bishamai, Achilik, and the whole Aloche, that Mayim is Mitayim is Echli, Mikri is only Mitayim is Echli, that's different. So maybe in the second, in the first Lashon, the Rashi assumes that Bishamai hold two things. First of all, that Katab is Chibur, that's number one, and number two, that Mikri is Mitayim is Echli. That's very strange. So in the second Lashon, he says, no, Bishamai, only Achilik, and Bishilel, as whereas Bisila say that ordinarily Katafes is no chibur except under special circumstances, so the Shammai say under all circumstances Katafes is a chibur. But the other aloche, that Mikve is only the Tayyavish Bilen, then the Shammai can't see the Bisila. So then the question is, so how can they be Mitayeh B'chavres? So the meaning when Shammai say that one can be Tayyavah B'chavres, it doesn't mean if a person is Tayyavah in the water that is in a state of flux on the slant of the mountain. But suppose there is a Chavres Shammayim on the slant of the mountain, Chavres Shammayim, and there is, of course, in that mountain there is more than so. And then there is a little rumor formed at one spot, and there some water got filled up that gumo. And in that gumo, the water, the some water that got into that filled up that gumo is Vejveven, is the state of rest. And let's say you are taking a teenager who doesn't require a lot of water to immerse his body. So then, oh, it's a short person. So then, the feeling is a good feeling. Why? Because the water in which he was staying there was Vejveven. But it's why does it have a din of mikveh of Memsor? Because it's connected al mishveres hamei to the chavres, the mayim of the chavres of mayim. So and since the chavres has Memsor, because the Shammai say that katafkas is chibur, so in the mele you can take it according to the Shammai in the gumo, but in the chavres itself not, because the Shammai also made it that mikveh is not entirely zechut. So the nafkemina between the first Lashon Darash and the second Lashon Darash is that whereas according to the first Lashon Darash, so the Shammai say two halachos that are not alone. Number one, that katafkas is a chibur under all circumstances. And number two, that mikveh is entirely zechut. On the second Lashon, the Shammai are only chibur kabisilah in about one halacha. Whereas we still say that normally katafkas is not chibur, we shall say that under ordinary circumstances katafkas is a chibur. But we shall agree with Bisila that mikveh cannot be mitayeh b'zeichli only b'shvi. This is the meaning between the two sheets. Ubisila in living that meaning katafkas is a chibur. Umiyu midiktone esei feh. So the katafe say in Hebrew. So he says that's in accordance with the second washing darash. That the whole machlokes between Bisham and Bisilel is only regard to the question whether katafe is in Hebrew or katafe say in Hebrew. But insofar as Mikris and Karabesh Mir and Abizelel is concerned, so Bisham and Bisilel agree. Then he says, you will be done the same thing, maybe. Mashma to be still a king, that Bisham and Bisilel are not only Hebrew, can they be whether katafe is Hebrew, but they are also Hebrew, whether Mikri is the type of Bezechel or not. And Bisham, I hold that Mikri is the type of Bezechel. Because the Mishnah concludes, who may be, should give a kill with a little bit. And what's the Pshat of Meidim? Bisham is there to Bezechel. That while we can begin a kill, so why, how is it that we can begin a kill, but there is a loche Rav Yossi al-Mitare? The answer is, here we cannot apply the loche Rav Yossi al-Mitare. Because even in the state of Schiri, it can be retired. And he only sets up the candy in order to make sure that there will be men so left. So, but still, even in the state of Schiri, so it's retired. So that means that Bisham, I hold that Mikri retired is in it. 1 second, please, let me finish. She did a chain in the table there. For the race of the pizza of the jail, became the baby, because we shot jail, we watch the act, we are a man, so is it. The table be mine, she was a jail. The cave, we came, she gave the bell for you to. We fish in for a cave in two, it be mine, my ending. Jim Tabel, he shot a mine, my ending. The wind such a crappy matter, the doctor is all. Tanya, he said, the gun is. That under normal circumstances, katavdes is a chivo. This little angel in Madhuram Benach, in the Pono, Udo Abu Yuso, or Maisi, the Kupsi Shoyu Yoshoayim, she did a sakil with him with them. But a lady became and she got a bed for you to go. I'm sorry, I have to make it plain. But for Thursday, you should go over, I mean, should have gone over. The Rosh mentions two shotim in the Rash, and then he adapts the pshat of the Rambam, and you should go over in the Rosh in Lichas Mikvois where he discusses.
Which one is it?
Hilchas Mikvois, paragraph Yudalev, and if you find the Shaila Chumash of Rosh, it should be in the Bismedras. You know, many times I can't find the number of slot. So there is, I think it's in Klauchov, but anyway, you look in the Mafteach. So there is a long tshuva about this being of Nefin Shoshan Zeker. And then you should also go over the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah. Perikvot Mishnah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Chav Tev. Tev Cheshvan. Shantav Shemman. Based. November 26, 1981.
Went over the Rash on Mishnah Hay. Now, how does the Rash explain the Mishnah of Nechim Shosh Zechri, Seinech Apil Makil Apil Kone Apil Zobi Zobi, Yere Vitevi, Zobi Zobi, Yere Vitevi, Dil Rabiud. That means if there is a naked, let's say, sedek, in the wall of the nucleus, and because of that, water starts leaking out. So then, you cannot be detained on that nucleus unless you stop the schil. You plug it up. So, Rabbi Yehuda says you can plug it up even with the market, even with the corner. Or even Izab and Izobe can put his or her hand on the neck and plug it up that way. It's still alright. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. Not Izab can stop it, and not even Odom Toya, because even though he happens to be Toya now, but he's capable of becoming something. And even to plug it up with the Maki without the person holding on to the Maki, so also, why? Because the Maki and the Kone is Pshitik Reitz. So the Rambam says in Pirushan Mishne. So Pshitik Reitz is the Kabutum in the Rabbonot. So in other words, so is the Haloche of Habiyoso now with the Tare is left. This is how the Rash explains the Mishnah. Now, so the now the Rash says that it's Epsha, it's Itochet, that even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Aloche of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Aloche of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitar passes only applies to a case where the transmission is affected with Yom HaKabbal Tumeh. But here the water was transmitted, is already in the mikveh, but it's going to leak out. And the Yom HaKabbal Tumeh is used as the minea, as a preventive that prevents the leaking out. So that doesn't come within the Aloha of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitar. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even using Dover HaKabbal Tumeh as a preventive, as a neyak, also comes within the aloche of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitar. Alright, that's the Rash pshat. Now, let's see the Rosh. Let's see the Rosh. Meitvin she'osa zich, ki yimikve she'nifchatz al svosim. In other words, it means either that there is a sedek, a hole in the wall, or suppose the water goes over the wall. So in other words, it leaks out. Kemikve. Shenifat al-fosim. Umeim ob-yeitzim zechum. Also a mitzvah bein. Kim shemeyam mitzvah minar. Now, this Mishneh is the Mishneh that has a bearing on the most current problem with Nikvois in America. I mean, what's the general problem with Nikvois in America? Schiller. Other problems also arise, but, you know, from time to time. But the usual problem that explains Nikvois in America is Schiller. I mean, in Chicago, now we don't have any problem. But in the Mikveh of Pulaski, so, I mean, there was every Monday and Thursday, it used to leak out. And I used to crawl on my feet there in the basement, and there was a little hole. We had to see, I mean, the extent of the skin. So I had to crawl on my feet. I mean, it wasn't a simple thing. I and my sons, we crawled on the feet every week to make sure that the skin is not the skin in the chalice. I mean, we had so much trouble. I mean, now, Baruch Hashem, I mean, no problem. But in the Mikveh and Pulaski, I mean, every Monday and Thursday. So that's the most current problem that takes place in the Mikveh in America. I mean, schil. Now, so this is the source of the idiom of schil. Now, so he says, the Rosh says, Neitzin shosu zechli, ki ye mikveh she nifrat al tfosei, ומים אובייצים ויזכוי עושה ליטלו בי כי מי שמיימיק ומינר ויזכילו לוצי הרי יוטלו במקווה זכר ואפילו ישויה במקווה ממסו אחר שנמצא הזכר. And the Rosh, you have to keep in mind that the Rosh is just mentioning here the Pshat of the Rash, and there are two Pshotim in the Rash. He doesn't represent the Rosh Hike, it's the Pshotim in the Rash. So he is just citing the Rash chapter. ואפילו ישויה במקווה ממצואה חשמיצו הזכו מכל מוקים השכן מי הוא תיבה גם במים העליינים שהם זכו. This is the first shot of the Rosh in the Rash. In other words, here it says מקווה נטרים שעושו זכו. What does it mean נטרים שעושו זכו? נטרים שעושו זכו. In other words, that if the, here is the מקווה, and then there is the wall, and then there is a hole in the wall, and the water from the mikveh leaks out gradually, slowly but surely. So the first shot, according to the first Rosh, and first shot of the Rosh in the Rash, so even if the Sedek is high up in the wall, let's say, sometimes the Sedek can be here. So that means if the Sedek is relatively low in the wall, so then, in due course, it may so will not be left. But if the Sedek is relatively high in the wall, so then even after all the water will leak out, that it's destined to leak out, there will still remain beneath the Sedek more than Memsor. So the question is this: when the Rash says "Neitim Shosas Echol," that means there is a tzedek in the wall of the mikveh, and through that tzedek, through that crack, through that hole, so the water slowly but surely leaks out. So does it have reference to the case where the tzedek is relatively low in the wall? So then, in due course, Memso will not be left. But if the tzedek is relatively high in the wall, so even after all the water will have leaked out, there will still be Memso and more left beneath the Sedek. Then Schile does not pass. Or Schile passes even in the case where the Sedek is relatively high in the wall. So there are two pshot in the Rash. So the first pshot in the Rash, he says, even if the Sedek is relatively high in the wall. So let's say, even after all the water will leak out, but all the water beneath the Sedek will remain. So there will still be Memsolev, 100 Solev, 1,000 Solev. So it's still it is possible. Why? Because one, and it will still be possible, even if someone will be Teveil in the Mayim HaTachtim. You see? It will still be possible. Why? Because for the Halacha of Yiru, so when one is tabling the Mayim HaTachtonim, he is not only tabling the Mayim HaTachtonim, he is tabling the Mayim HaElyonim also. And the Mayim HaElyonim are destined to be Zeichet. So it's possible. That's the biggest Chumrah. So the first Pshat in the Rash is the biggest Chumrah in regard to Schil. That even if the Sedek is relatively high, so that Memsor and more will be left after all the water that is destined to be carried will have leaked out. Still it is possible, and it is possible even in the case where the tefillah takes place in the Mayim HaTachtonim. That's the first question. Now, again, Nathan Joseph Zechway, the meat which he had also was, who may not be able to say, we also need to be in the Shemayam in Kremina, we still not say, so we can be meat where Zeche, but you should be Kremim so I has him to have Zechway. We come up in Ash, the new table, come in my name, Shem Zechway. That's one wash. And the second wash, Rano, he is a reforage, the Maile that we meet with Memso in Loishi is the Maschile. We ask the Miche, the Pesel of Yeisi, we should be Shio Hersha Mikve Nase, our Vidom Rabbi Kabu Tume, Abo in the Shore of the Mikve Memso, they may say, El Har Bes Mai, Loi Mikve Abi Yose Yal Yadatum, Ha Hushe, in Perusha, אם אישו במקרה בואים סור, ריקול העולמות על יתרובי, אף כשהוא זה יחיל ומיילו, כי בעיקר המקרה יצא יחיל, ולא יפליג אלו במקרה של אישו יביא ממסור. אך אשר ימצא זה יחיל, ורבי איסי סוב הדור שנקב אותו ממעשרים לבין, כלומר, אם המיד ועשרים לכיס, וזו ירמס אחשר של מקרה, ויתאים לכיל איתם, וכיו ליפורו, נוס בצליקה בכיש מחטוס, דעלו חרף אבי יוסף על מיתר. So if, let's say, the new, the water is transmitted from the Mayon into the Kele for the Kiddush Nechatos by putting his hand or his foot, using it as support, no Sanyod Irad, Rav Yerokis, Kiddush Yavo Mayon Nechot Yetzuri, Umforashtayim Ferbein Nizlochim, Doma Kolim Kibayim Nitoi Rav Yosal Nitarete, Rav Yudhe Sobar, Shiyochum Yisrael Mikonim Nimakir, ואפילו עם קיילי נדמוי וכן זו וזו ועשי מדיעד עם רגל אברהם הסחילו ואיך שברב יהודה מיני באים מזר ספור תצפה ברשת ושאן הוכה שם מתוקוש על דולם כמותון ומיני ישו ימצא alright so that's the second version and he says that it's more mistaken that this is the pshat in the rash because according to the first pshat in the Rash is such a big machmir that even in the Sedek is highly, relatively high the one. So that there is memso more beneath the Sedek. So it still involves the Psul of Schile. It still involves the Psul of Schile. And then the second motion says, no, that when does Rabbi Yisi say that it's possible that is only if the Sedek is relatively low in the world. So that means, if you cause, Memso will not have been left. So it doesn't matter how many days it will take. Even though it might take 50 days or 100 days or more, as long as in due course, by itself, all the water will have leaked out, and Memso will not be left. So even now, even though he's stable now, when there is a thousands of, so the tefillah is not a good tefillah. Mashenke, the Sedek, is relatively high in the wall, so then it doesn't involve the soul of skill. So in other words, and he accepts, he says that's the better pshat in the Rash. That's the better pshat in the Rash. Now, according to this pshat in the Rash, that the halacha of schile only applies to the case where the sedek is relatively low in the wall, not to the case where the sedek is relatively high in the wall. So if the sedek is relatively high in the wall, it can be taken. So there is a machlokes between the Tashbats, Chilkal of Simi Yudzayim, and the Barik, Simi Kufnum Vov, and we have this matter as well with the Tashbats, and the Malik. There is a Machlekes. The Tashbat says that according to that Pshat in the Rash, and the Tashbat also assumes that this is the Pshat in the Rash, not like the first Moshe in the Rosh. So even according to the Rash, according to the Rash, so if the Sedek is relatively high in the wall, so then the tefillah is kosher. The tefillah is kosher. And you don't even have to black it. See, the tefillah is kosher without blacking it, so maybe it doesn't matter who blacks it, so even if it's that, who's over blacks it, because you don't have to resort to the blacking. So it's kosher, so the Tashbat in Chilikawa. See, the Yudzayim says it's kosher, even if the tefillah will be take place in the Mayim Aliyah. In the Mayim Aliyah. The Marik says, according to the Rash, so it's kosher. If the Schiller is relatively high in the wall, only the Schiller will take place in the Mayim Atachtein. But if the Schiller takes place in the Mayim Alyenim, and the Mayim Alyenim are destined in due course to leak out, so the Melee still involves the Psalm. But according to the Tashbats, so even if the schile will take place in the Mayim, in the minor yenim, which are destined in due course to make out, it's still kosher. It's still kosher. And the Marik says, only if, according to the Rash, only if the tefillah will take place in the minor tachtenim, which are not destined ever to make out. But if the tefillah will take place in the minor yenim, then it will be possible. Now, again, it's a machzedek, the Jewess. I mean, it's a machzedek, and Mikvois is very, very thorough, and Mikvois, it's a machzedek. So, in Simen Kuf Samach Dalet, and in Simen Kuf Samach Hei, so he mentions a number of riots. It's a very long Jewess. So he mentions a number of riots from which he proves, he deduces, that according to the Rash, so according to that pshat in the Rash, which is the accepted pshat in the Rash, so the second portion in the Rosh, so that if the Sedek is relatively high in the wall, so then it doesn't involve the psul of Schile, even if the Tvila takes place in the Mayim Olim, not like the Marik, but like the Tavi. Now, So far, the Rosh mentions the Sheikh of the Rash, and he mentioned here two pshat in the Rash. And he says that the other pshat, the second pshat, is more reasonable. That's the kavone of the Rash. Then he says, the Rishon. He says, even though this is the more reasonable pshat in the Rash, but the Loshna Mishnah is not mashma like the pshat in the Rash. It's not mashma like the pshat in the Rash. Kiloson zeichuin, elo beatzmei nifrat ha-mikveh al-svosi. In other words, according to the Rash, what does it mean, neitin shosan zeichuin? You had a mikveh, and then there is a sedek in the wall of the mikveh, so it leaks out. So what did he make from Shosan Zeichu? He didn't make it into Zeichu. It's Zeichu by itself. The expression Neitvin Shosan Zeichu has the connotation that he made it artificially. He made it into Zeichu. But according to the Rash explanation, it's not that he made it into Zeichu. It's by itself in Zeichu, because there is a hole in the wall. So why does the Mishnah say Neitrin Shosan Zeichun? So let the Mishnah say Vineitrin Shenasu Zeichun by itself. Shosan Zeichun implies that he made it, he manipulated it, that he should become Zeichun. So he says Vineitrin, 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 Shosan Zeichun, and Mishnah Peru Zeichun. The eighth line from the end of the column, the ninth line. The Mishnah remains in Shosan Zeichun and Mishnah Mekperze. Kiloson Zeichun, Elo Ma'atzmi Nifatza Mikval Zlose, Vigam Moshini Maschili, Koshani Poroshe, Mini Aschili, and then he says, the expression, in Maschili Bey. Rabbi Yehi said, the Kondoma Shemi Kavu Tume, in Maschili Bey. But this expression is not the appropriate expression according to the Rash explanation. Because here, It's not that he uses the stick or the hand of the person of the Zav and the Zove as an instrument whereby his muscle. On the contrary, according to the Rash explanation, so the stick, the makir, the kone, the stick or the cane or the reed, so or the hand of the Zav or the Zove is used as the preventive of schile, not a maschil bay. So you should say, Kodoba Shemikabu Tuma, a meaning is a schile bay, not a maschil bay. I mean, this is a very strange expression, according to the Rashi. So, the Gamoshin maschil in Koshin in Foshin, Mini Aschil, they time the Rabbisel in Stabri Klau, the Ridonalai in Sakaspor, Kim Shanik Rekosha, Mini Aschil, the Dovatome. So he says, and then why does Rabbi Yossi say that it involves the psul of Rabbi Yosef al Tumah? How does it involve the psul of Rabbi Yosef al Tumah? After all, he's not transmitting it food that Rabban coming to me, the water came into the mikveh naturally. It started to rain, and then it filled up the mikveh with water. But there is a leakage. So he is meneah. He prevents the schile. He prevents the schile. So why should it involve the psul of Rabbi Yosef Litome? According to the Rash, that's the machleke between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Isi. But the question is, Rabbi Yudah seems to be mistaken. The Mishnah in Poro deals with the case regarding the filling up of the kele with the mayim chayim. So he takes a kele and he brings it near the mayim, but it doesn't flow in. Water from the mayim doesn't flow in so easily. So he takes his hand and he supports it. So the mele, he enables the water to flow into the kele. So there, his hand is used as a means in transmitting the water from the mayon into the kele. So it involves the psul of Rabbi Yosef Litome. But here, the hand of the Zavnes Oved is not used as a means of filling up the mikveh with water. It's already full with water, but there is a leakage. So he stops, he blocks the leakage. So what bearing does this din of the Mishnah in Poro have upon this seal? In other words, it seems mitzvah that Kabyesi, that Kabyuda is right. Why does Kabyesi say that he does involve the soul of Abiyos and Alito? Very kind of Kabyesi, Mr. Abbe Klaoli, don't let me say this for Kim Shanik Neposha, who made a soul of Abatomi. The Yasim is there, I'm going to be sure of Pirki, who made the Shekinah came in the table then. The Nero in the forest, Nathan Shanik Pulim of Mecha, Shosham Zechim, ויליחון למיקרה, סדך אפילו מקל אפילו קונה, ואפילו זאת וזאת, סדך אפילו מקל וקונה, שיעברה המים למיקרה, כי מקל וקונה הם פשוט הקליאת. So he says, another פשט. So the Rosh says another פשט, but we should not ask פשט. That what does it mean? נאיפי שעושה ריחוי, שניקבו למוקי מאחו. נאיפי, שניקבו למוקי מאחו. שעושה את זה יחוי. ויניחו ממקווה, סמך אפילו מקווה אפילו קונה, ואפילו זב וזו בסמך המקווה קונה, שיעבר המים ממקווה, כי מקווה קונה, והם פשוט יקרים, ויעב אופי שעזב סמך המקווה יודע, בשור שהמים העברים, תחילים ביעבי על ביתר, כי כשהמים העברים על גב יודע, כי לא מפריקות דיפור על כאן ועל כאן עם כושר, ורבי יציק אומר, לא אם יבוא יזב, לא אפילו תויר, כי דיברתי בו לתומי, הוא לא יזמר במעקים, והיד על עיקון עם מיילה כשנעיסו עוד מאולים לישום תרם בו המים אם לא יהיו ביון נעיבי שאוב הוא המים. So he mentions another pshat that it doesn't mean anything שעושה זכרי. In other words, there was a mikveh and then in the wall of the mikveh so there is a hole, so it leaks out, so it stops there, it plugs it up, then it doesn't involve the psul of Abiyoso out the tomb. And it's not implicit in the expression Shehosan Zeichu, on the contrary, so we should say Shemona Asas Chile, not Shehosan Zeichu, and not Neitrin Shehosan. So Neitrin, you should say Neitrin Shenasu Zeichu, Shehosan Zeichu, so Afilu Makeil, and Seinich, Afilu Makeil, Kol Afilu Zom, Zom, Yom, 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 that's how the Mishnah should formulate. So he says it's another pshat. Neitrin Shehosan Zeichu. We had the mikveh b'mokimach. We had the mikveh b'mokimach. But he wanted to carry over the mikveh to another place, to transport the mikveh from this place. Let's say, suppose he had a mikveh in the Rishus HaRabim, next to the Rishus HaYachad. He had a bear there, and it started to rain, and it filled up. But it's not practicable to use that as a mikveh in the Rishus HaRabim. So he constructed the bay in the Rishus HaYochid, adjacent in the courtyard, adjacent to that mikveh, and he wanted to transport, to carry over the water from the mikveh in the Rishus HaRabim into the mikveh in the Rishus HaYochid. So how did he do it? So he took, in other words, he took a makel, and then the makel would enable the water from the mikveh in the Rishis Rabbi bring over to the Gehiel, into the mikveh, into the Rishis Hayochid. But the makel will not stand by itself, it will fall down. So the person, the Zab or the Zobe, was holding on to the makel. Now, the makel itself is not in the Baram Kabutum. And apparently the Shita of the Rosh is that even though Midrabonon, that even though Midrabonon, so Shita creates Am Kabutum, but since Midrais, it's not Midrabonon, so Midrabonon, Midrabonon, the Aloch of Aviosna, or Midrabonon, so the Chachonim didn't apply this din of Kabbalah Sotah. In other words, where is according to the Rash? And according to the Rambam, Pirsha Mishnah. So, something that is Mikabel Tumah Mid Rabbanon. So, it involves the Psul of Abu Yoson, Auditare, Auditune. So, according to the Rosh, no. Only what cannot be used as a medium of transmission, something that is capable of being Mikabel Tumah Mid Raisin, but something that is capable of being Mikabel Tumah only Mid Rabbanon, so can be used. And here the Chachomim didn't apply the concept, the principle of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Reis. Not always did the Chachomim apply the principle of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Reis. So as far as the Makel, the Koneh itself is concerned, it wouldn't present any problem. But the problem is because the Makel wouldn't stand by itself. So it needs a person to hold it up. So the person was supporting the makel. Now there is a mikveh here, and then he wants to lead to transport the water from the mikveh here into the mikveh here. So he uses the makel as the means of transportation, as the instrument whereby the water will be carried over. So in other words, the makel is like the pipe. So there is no problem with the makel itself because it's not. It's not Mikabutume. To use, let's say, a metal pipe, that he couldn't, according to everybody. But to use a wooden pipe, the makel means a wooden pipe. It has no base kibbutz. So there is no, if he could set up the makel by itself and it would stand, so even Rabbi Yossi would be made that it's okay. But the problem is, because the makel by itself will not stand, so a person has to hold on to it. So now the person is becoming too late. So Mele, even if he's not his Av, even if he's a toy, but he's capable of being becoming too late. So Mele, and since the makel does not stand by itself, the person supports it. So Mele, it comes within the psul of Aviyosan al Nitume. And here the transmission is made by the support given by the hand of the person. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not good. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is good. Even though the person supports it, so it's not that Rabbi Yehuda is chilek on the din of Rabbi Yossi and Alitume. Rabbi Yehuda is also made that Rabbi Yossi and Alitume passes the mikveh. And Rabbi Yehuda would be made if instead of a wooden makel, he would use a metal makel, a metal pipe. So, Pshutekli Klimatres is the Kabbalah to me, Rabbi Yehuda would be made. But Rabbi Yehuda says in this case he's using a wooden pipe, a wooden material. And so what is really the means of transmission? Not the hand of the person. The hand of the person serves only as support that the material shouldn't fall down. But the water doesn't go through his hand. The water goes through the makel, but he holds on to the makel. It shouldn't fall down. So Mele, the means of transmission, the instrument of transmission, is the makel. So Mele doesn't involve the psul of Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yossi says, true, that the water goes through the makel, but without the hand supporting it, the makel would fall down. So Mele, the hand of the person is also considered as a medium of transmission. So it becomes possible. So, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, since only indirectly the hand of the person is a transmitter, but not, he's not a direct transmitter. The direct transmitter is what? He's the makel. is the material. So it's mainly tzvashim. And the Mishneh in Poro, so even rabbinically, the Mishneh in Poro has reference to the case where the hand of the person is the medium of transmission, directly. So that's why it's possible. But here, the hand of the person is only an indirect aid to the transmission. So it doesn't come according to Rabbi Yehuda within the halacha of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitum. Now then he says, so there's the Rosh Hashanah. And then he says, the Rambam Pireish, what's the Rambam's job? Rambam Pireish. Now, according to Rambam, certainly couldn't explain the Mishneh the way the Rashi explains, and not even the way the Rosh explains, because the Rambam Mishitah says that the whole Psula of Rabbi Yosef al-Nitume is limited. It applies only to Mayon, it doesn't apply to Mikveh. So a Mikveh can be transmitted through the Rambam Kavutum. You can transmit a Mikveh through a metal pipe. There's nothing wrong with it, according to the Rambam Mishitah. So how does he explain this Mishneh? So he applies this Mishneh, the Rambam applies this Mishneh also to Mayon. What does it mean in Eichel Hazeichli? The Rambam Pireish Hazeichli Hainani Horiz. Now maybe we'll go over the Pirish Rambam and then we'll come back to the Rosh. Why should we learn the Rambam's Pshat from the Rosh when we can go over the Rambam inside? Alright. Oma Mishneh Oma Shamei Samei Zli Minama Ayon Bin Horiz Agdeili Vamecholi ונחולים משפוטו משפטה מיון אחול אומנו מה מיימיס אשר ניתבו טיפליס טיפליס עם מיימיס המיים ביסנות לו מן המקבויס הגבוי הנה המיימיס הניתבים בילה טיפליס כמיקווה לא יתארו אלו בממסו והם פסולים לזוב אם מותר אז מצאירו ומחדוס אם היויס טיפליס המיים הניתביס מן המיון פיסלס המפיל לבו והיד רצו די שייסה לפני זה ולמנה איתן ויעני זו יעיסי רע הנה עניק ומם כושר לזוב אם מותר אז מצאיר אומר חדוס כמה עם היום. So how does he say הנזלים כמה היום? So הנזלים מן המיון בנורס הדלים והנכונים משפוטון ומשפט המיון אחד. So in other words, how does the Rambam explain Azeichlin Gimayim? That we discussed last time. That the Azeichlin means the water that flows out from the source of the Mayim. Or the water that flows out from the north. That flows out from the north. So the Halacha is Azeichlin Gimayim. The water that flows out from the source still has a din of Mayim. We are neitrin kimikve, and what does he mean? And they say, "Haneitrin kimikve." So the Rashi, the Rambam, got in order. They explain haneitrin kimikve. That means mikshon. So the question is, what kind of mikshat is it? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us that mikshon is kimikve? How is a mikve made? How is a mikve prepared? By manipulating that. Mikshomim should come in. So the Mishnah has to tell us, Hanetrin ki mikveh. Hey, if Netrin is not the mikveh, so then you have no mikvoyes. Of course, it's possible to manipulate that the mikveh should be filled up with water coming from the tentu. I mean, it's possible. But the ordinary way of preparing, of filling up the mikveh, is by manipulating that rainwater should drop into the mikveh. So the Mishnah has to tell us Hanetrin ki mikveh. But the Rambam explains something else. Hanetrin ki mikveh, he says, let's say when it's starting when he says, there are certain mayones, I mean, if you ever went by train from Chicago to California, so you'll see, I mean, as the train passes by on the Rocky Mountains, so you'll see that from the tops of the mountain there is a mayon, spring water that flows like the Niagara Falls flows. And you see how the water flows down over the slant of the mountain. So that is, so the Hanetrin Kimikveh, In other words, this is the water that flows down from the mountains, even though it flows down from Imayon. So he says, Omnom Hameni Sashavit for Tipis Tipis, Mimamoni Samai, Beis Noslom in Archimis Adway. So in other words, even though they come out from Imayon, now in the Mishnah in the Reish says, Hazechlik Imayon. So even the water that passes out of the source still has a bit of mayon and it's entirely zechlin, but that's only true if it flows in a continuous jet. In a continuous jet. But sometimes it just drips down. Water from the mayon drips down, you know, in single drops, drop by drop, not in a continuous jet. So the water that flows down, that flows out from the source in a continuous jet, whether it flows down on a mid-level cloud or it flows down, let's say in a slant in a kataphes, so that is a bit of mayon. Let's say a personal stand, let's say here is the slant from the mountain, and the person will stand at the bottom in the canyon, and then a whole jet of the mayon will pour out. So it will be entire, so it will be entire zechel. If it flows down, because what difference does it make whether the water that passes out from the mayon passes out and the mayon flows up? So it will be entirely physically, because it's reminded of physically. But many times you see water that drips down from the mayon, from the top of the mountain, drop by drop, and there is no continuity of flow. So then, since there is no continuity of flow, so it doesn't have a din of mayon, and it has a din of mikre. So maybe it's not entirely physically. But there is a way of combining all the single drops. If you put a macchio, so then it will not have to pass in the air. So that will unite all the drops and will form a continuous jet. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you need to show us something. Let's say, single isolated drops from the mayon drip down from the top of the mountain, since they do not flow in a continuous jet the way the mayon flows, so then it doesn't tell you of the mayon, it has a din of a mikve, so it cannot be entirely zechui. In other words, let's say, suppose you have a kelim that is tamei and you have single drops flowing down from the mayon, and then you put a small keli beneath that, and the single drops cover it with water, so it will not be entirely zechui. That is nature in kibitre. But suppose you put a makel over the slant, and that combines the single drops into one continuous jet, then it has a deep of the mayon again. That's nature in shos zechui. So not in shos zechui, same hafilu makel, hafilu kone, hafilu kone, hafilu zobi zobi yira de teire. Divere beauty. And Rabbi is saying here, Koldobo Shui Kabu Tume in Masimbe, because here we are dealing with the Mayan, in order it should be capable of being entirely zechui. So, Rigabi Mayan, the Aloche, of Avios Auditaria twice. So in any way, you cannot combine the single isolated drops from the Mayan into one continuous jet by something in the Kabutome, unless you use something that is not the Kabutome. Should he create, according to Rambam, since it's the Kabutome of the Rabbanon, so you cannot use. But suppose you do not use it, should he create, you use just a log of wood that's Gilmi creates, it is not the Kabutome of the Rabbanon. Then it can be used even according to Rabbeinu as a means of combining, uniting all the single drops into a continuation. Now, let's see the Rambam. So he said, Omar Shamim is an Eglin Amayam Menores Adel, Ibam Cholis Mishpotom Shlamayim Yahu. Omar Amim is a Shinim with tippies, isolated drops, without continuity of flow. Mimayon is a mind, is not on Namkin is a way. In the Amim is a Nikri, they are tippies, Kimikri. We tower in Menso. They soon in Mizovim Utaras and say only Hatos. In the Nasty, it's a Mayan and Nikris. In a Mayan, Pinsless and Pilato. The Hate Rapsole. She is sorry for Hazel and Hate. The Hoyo and Aze, Yesera. In the Anikren and Kosha Mizovim Utaras and say only Hatos. I'm a Mayan. The Hate is Rapsole Knasable. I'm a Shibaran Betis. Baha Roma. She Yuha. She Yuha is Habe, manipulate. Wash it out. Say, to manipulate, she a nation by nature, Zechrim, Hine is a mutter. The Italian Tahabulo, what's the manner of the manipulation? How do you manipulate that isolated drops of the Mayan, which drip drop by drop without continuity of flow? So should it form a continuous flow, a continuous jet, by placing over the slant of the mountain in matter. She may she manit in Zechwin in Zemuta, the Tale at Abuo, she is Bobby Mikra, she need to be Latipis, Kone, we make your Hazla way in Latipis, we Yoshua Zechu, we you are my man, Kupotin Kwea Maya. In other words, why do we say that Hazechu in Miskimai and still Hanit in Kimikri? In other words, because what is the typical aspect of Mimayon? It flows out. It flows in a continuous jet. It's not the natural state of Mimayon to drip drop by drop. That's not the way the Mimayon flows. Here, so we have a situation because of this land. So we have a situation that single isolated drops from the Mayon drip down from the top of the mountain. But that's not the natural state of flow of Mimayon. So it is in a mikra. But if through an instrument, through a make, you combine all the single heretofore single isolated drops, so as to form a continuous jet of water with continuity flow, then it is in him. Then it's equal. So it's retired. We are sure it's equal. You are my man, what's in my mind? Uvita, uvitnai, she you are easily showing now that the ill are coming my market. We all have to lose up. In Cabinosi, she has over the store, be as my high. We all know Cabinosi, she is pure shame. We saw her as over the azov, who for his boy operation, you are she has over with the store of my high. And the main weekly as people have only Zab requires my high. Wo mi shnido da jude, sho vi mi kavon estume un tano de bad mos in der xa. Ela fi un nisa, vi jazo da asher yavo, she tinke she dito ya bidove, vi ti mi teres la bailo, u kho ya dai to ato, sha ma ke un mi kabe un tume mi de rabono, vi fi shu shu ke kreis, vi khola kabeis, vi oma vi nis ne khake, oi kol ma shi nikhek mi shoma da jude, ela kol to ma shi mi kabe tume afu mi de rabono. והוא אשר יקווי לו תטיפי שבזי חוי והלוח יש רבי איסי. So now let now, the Aramba, Pirish, there's the last line in the first column, in the Rosh. הזיכו נאי הנורס והיהי רואי סבי של סנא מים, יש לנו מים חודו, ואני תפי פירושי, מיון שהוא על הבו, ומים עוד נפי טיפים טיפים, isolated lamps, לדביב דם, למטה בשיפור לאור, ואף אופי שאיסו, טיפי סיירפיס במרוצו, תקפסו החזו, כאילו שאין לו זכוי. אלוהי המבהפסק, יש להם דימיקווה, ובואי המנסו, ואין לו מתאר לי מסחיר, ובסולו מזון מצורוי זכאי שני חפס. So that's the Rambam Shite, because the Haviyosi al the Haviyosi al the Tube is only possible Gabi Mayo, but it's not possible Gabi Gabi Miki. Wenn mit allem Mischir und Psalm die Sonne zurück hat, nicht hat das. Der Hinter der Psalm, die wir bei ihm war, sich und Schott und die Meier. Nicht sich aus der Sechwe in Kleima. Again, der Rambam Shite. Nicht sich aus der Sechwe in Kleima. Im Jir zu Asim zum Sechwe in Sehne hat mir Mako und Konech in Kim. Kriege hier der Mein der Konech und Mako in die Herze. Wie uns hier will, wenn wir für so die Sonne in meinen Heiligen, wir haben das Sonne noch die Sonne, die Sonne. Aber ich habe so noch die Sonne. Die Sonne und wo in meinen Heiligen. Why does a man, according to the Rambam Pshat, the Rambam explained, why does a man in Zov? Zov, we understand Zov. Because Zov requires Tvile, Zov requires Tvile, be Maim Chai. So, in other words, so Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not possible on the score of Rabbi Yosef to me. So it has a deal of Mayon of Maim Chai and everything. And Rabbi Yehuda says, it is possible on the score of Rabbi Yosef to me. So the melee, he does not believe in of my own, he does not believe in of my heart. So the melee is all, cannot be taken. Is all cannot be taken. But Judea holds that he doesn't involve the psul of Abyas Aritume. So he says, a few zov can be taken. A few zov can be taken. But, zov, what kind of a chidish is it? Zov doesn't even require my heart. And according to the Rambam, Abyas Aritume doesn't puzzle. We got in the only passes we got in Mayon, the things that require Mayon. But something that doesn't require Mayon, even if the Haviyoson al Vitume was realized that may Mayon, it shouldn't pass on because it's Bafkia di Mayon. But Zobe can tell you in Mitve too. So what if the Shemayon is spoken? What if the Shemayon is spoken? Of course, it will be not Kimine. Because if the Shemayon is spoken, so it has to be treated like Mikve, so then it requires no so. Masha'ikim, the Shemayon is not Poka, and Rambam Shiti is the Tidin Tvila Sodom, doesn't require no so in Mayon, so Rabbi Yude could say, Yachim, Zob, because the Psul, we don't apply the Psul of Abiyosan al Tume, so in Mele, it retains the Chaloshem Mayon in Mayim Chayim. So the male doesn't even require them so. So in a chaname. So when the main chidesh is that the Shemayon, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not poka. So even Zov can be taken. Even Zov can be taken. And even though the means of transmission was constituted by what? By Dogo that is Mikabo Tume Mid Rabbonah. You see, according to the Rambam, Neitish also says, we say we have to Makra Fukoni. So the Mishnah doesn't discuss the case where the water became combined into the heretofore isolated drops of the Mayan became unified into a continuous jet of water. As a result of the Zabs or the Zobes support. No, that's not the way the Rambam explains. The water, according to the Rambam, what was used as a means of unifying the heretofore isolated drops of water, what was used as the unifier? The Makir, the Kone. Not the Odom. The Odom, the Zab and the Zobes did not hold on. That's the Pshat. According to the Rash and the Rosh, but according to the Rambam, Neitish also says when Seimich after Makla Fikoni. So the Odom, the Zav in the Zodes hand is not used as a support. The material remains in its place without the support being given by the Zav in the Zodes. In other words, he uses the material as a pipe which unifies the year to four isolated vows. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's all right. Why is it all right? Not that Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say that in Rambam. Not that Rabbi Yehuda is really kind of the deed of Rabbi Yossi al-Nitume puzzles. After all, that's an issue of power. The beauty is not really on the deen, that Habiyosana we do the passes, but is in Psuri Maya. So according to the beauty too, if he'll use not a macular mikone, a wooden macular, a wooden pipe to unify, he'll use a metal pipe, a metal macular, a metal cut to unify the here the four isolated drops. And Shikukle Matres is the Kabutune, so it cannot be used as a unifier. So then the Rabbi will also be made that the Shemitah, the Limayon is Poka from it, because it's a Yosna de Tume. So it's Mapkia the Shemayon and Shemayon Chayim. So the Mele Izad will not be able to be tailed in it. And the Zode and Nide will not be able to be tailed else if he doesn't tell them so, because the Shemayon is Poka. But Rabbi Yudah says, in the case where he uses a wooden market, a wooden cup, so with rice it's not the kabutume. So true indeed that there is our that a transmitter that is the kabutume with rice is makia the mayor, but according to Rabbi Yudah, this market in this cup is not the kabutume with rice, only the kabutume with rabbonon. So maybe the chachomi, why should we apply the principle of called the tikkun rabbonon can derive the tikkun, not here. So that's why it can be used. But suppose he'll use as a unifier a metal pipe, so then Rabbi will be made that the it's mafkia the mayon. So then Rabbi Yitzchak says, even if he uses a wooden pipe, but in the rabbonon it's a kabutume, so the mele called the tikkun rabbonon can derive the tikkun. So just as the Dovah Ram Kabutum and Midraise is possible as a transmitter of the Mimayon, or as the unifier of the isolated drops of the Mayon Midraise, so something Kabutum and Midrabonon is possible with Rabon as a unifier, as a transmitter. So that's the Machlekes. So The Rabbin in Tuba Vitano with Vadan Machshir in Ramayim, Ela Uriya Nisa Vheta, the Akhira Azove Shi Yelvo, Achititve, Tivellus Bay, Umiteres the Bible. He gives it off. You pirish Rabbi Shim Shem, so yes, what do you
Why do we have to mention
with
Rabbi Yehuda that
it's called
the
Dikon Rabban Kain Raisa Tikon? Why can't we just... We don't apply according to Rabbi Yitzchak, we apply the halacha of committing Rabban Kain Raisa Tikon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we don't apply. That's the machleike between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rambam Pshat, Rabbi Yehuda would be made if he'll use a metal makel, so then it's makia b'shemayon.
B'shemayon chayim. Even wooden makel should be no good because the regular rabbanon, the kapanot, should declare the rabbanon.
So I mean, how does the Rosh explain it? The Rosh says that the whole machlekes between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yitzchak, according to the Rosh Pshat, so in other words, the makel is used as a transmitter of water from one mikveh to another mikveh, but the makel couldn't stand by itself, so the Odom, the Zav and the Zoveh have to hold on to it. So the machlekes, the machleke between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yitzchak is in the case where the Yad Odom is necessary to as a support. So then Rabbi Yitzchak says that it's possible. But if the makel, the konik can stand by itself and it's not necessary, then Yad Odom, Yad Azov, Azove should hold on to it, then even Rabbi Yitzchak will be made that it can be used as a transmitter. But it's the Kabutumim in Rabbanon, so the sheet of the Rosh is, here the Chachomim did not apply the principle of Kodi Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa. After all, it's told in the discretion of the Chachomim. Wherever the Chachomim decided to apply the principle of Kol Tikkun Kavanah Kinderaisin, we can find where the Chachamim decided not to apply the principle of Kol Tikkun Kavanah Kinderaisin, in view of the fact that Kinderaisin is not Mikabu Tomeh, so it can be used as a translator. It can be used, according to the Rambam, we have to say, that's really the Machlekes between Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Isi, whether we say Kol Tikkun Kavanah Kinderaisin Tikkun or not here, regarding the psul of Rabbi Yosef Auditumeh, according to the Rosh Pshat, so all Tanoim agree that we don't apply the principle regarding Rabbi Yosef Auditumeh, we don't apply the principle of Kol Tikkun Rabbanon Kinderaisin. But Rabbi Isi passes it here because in this case, without the hand of the Zad and the Zohar supporting it, or another, even of the Torah supporting it, it wouldn't stand. But if it could stand by itself, without the help of the intervention of the other, so then even Rabbi Yezi would be made. And we don't say, since the Rabbanon is Mikabu Tomei, so we may let the Rabbanon, it should involve the Psul of Rabbi Yosef Auditumeh. The Chachamim didn't apply the Psul of Rabbi Yosef Auditumeh. Alright. So, Nicht ich hatte der bei mir so als ich so sehen sie haben gemacht und konnte ich kennen ich hier dabei da von dem Markt wir hätte was ja wie wir hatten so wie so in meinem Heim nur wir haben so noch jetzt so wenn ich so bei meinem Heim wenn ich mein Rabbi der wir haben ihn zu mir da wir waren noch machen wir dabei er hat mir nicht sagen da da für also ich hier wo hat die Bild die Welt bin und mit der so bei wo und kein uns noch hin du pirsch hab mich schön wo man kein und mich schon in Jetri they were material make sure they be mikve because according to the Rash Pshat so it's strange the Mishnah tells us this Mishnah I need you to mikve make sure they be mikve I mean how is ordinary a mikve prepared how of course it's possible to prepare a mikve without resorting to the aid of make sure it's possible you can manipulate that water from the hay should come into the mikveh. You can manipulate it if you want to work hard. But the simple way of preparing the mikveh is by manipulating the rainwater. I mean, how were all the mikvehs prepared in the course of the years? So, the Mishnah has to tell us, Hanetrim ki mikveh. So he said, you feel some Egyptian woman came and make some Hanetrim. Weil wo man denn mit schon in der Mikre, weil man nicht am Mikre mit schon in der Mikre. Und man schon mit schon in der Tal, mit sich in einem Kind im Schabon in der Mikre. Weil wo schon als ich in Schabot war, nicht viel mehr in Ihre, die als ich in Kibu, da haben wir nur mehr mal. Weil schon in Europa an ihm zu schämen. Alright, that's the question. Now, let's see I asked you to go over to you. That's not your fault. Jewish Savosha could not be found here. I should have brought it here. So, but in the Yuchas Mikvois, Simen Yudal. Simen Parah of Yudal. Neitim Shosa Zeichun. Simen Hafu Maki Vatu Kone. Afu Zo, the year we take the Rabbi Yud Rabbi Yisei, the Kotobishim Kamu Tumim Masyonbe. Pirish Hab Nishim Shinzal. Neiti shosen zeichlin ki nika shi fas as vosek u meima fiutzi zeich vosa litube dich im shemei ad mikri nao nis u lo zeis hau in tegu di mikve zeichlin vat u nisho di mikra bo im soa hazei za zeichlin mikol mok im hashte mi hu tegu gang maim al yeim shen zeichlin va noch in yeis this is the first shot in the rash va noch in yeis ali foyze maia shu yishe u mikri mem so im o shi yis la schile va ashtu mikha di pisa rabi yisim shi mishi yirach sham mikve nasa u dobra gam kabo tume aber wie soll denn die Klau bei ihm so wenn ich sehe aber ich will habe es bei ihm wenn die Klau bei Jossi auch nicht kommen und ach der Husche in die Schöne mit können so wie cool auch nicht mit dem Talmud okay abgeschehen sehe ich nur mal die die gar nicht wenn ich sehe wenn ich die Gehle bin mit Christoph die Schöne bei ihm bei ihm so ach ich sehe ich zu sehe ich ihn der Bein ist so bei dem Ram Kabul zu mir im Asri im Bein kleiner aber immer mit ihm bei Asri gib bis die Mesuke rebe sich schon am Mikre Wie kein Mädchen ist nahm befreit, wo die Post. Nur sagen wir gerade, aber die Rotz. Das wird gar nicht ziemlich mehr hart. Die ich habe am Ende Hobby gesprochen. Und vor der Stein empfehle ich, in diesem Wochenende, wenn ich mit der Meinung jetzt heute her, habe ich das auch die Tage gedacht. Rabbi Jude, sei mir, wie auch ein bisschen gemacht wurde, war für die Gegend, ich bin so wie so, sei es mir, wie der Regel, wie ich habe das Gefühl. Wie helft ihr, der Rabbi Jude, das war der Rasch. Der Rabbi Jude, mei, der war in dieser Sport, die Schan Roche, Schan Krikosche, aber auch nicht, aber schon mit Kabutume, und mit Nea, schon in die Fosse. Wir wollen uns hier, wir haben Chabri nachher, in die Kosa, mit dem Mischne Zu, שניס דקה חמיק אסלאמי, כלמה מים נעת מדרך הנקב, יוצא מפירס אס בירן, ונקרו זיכוין ופוס, ונישט, נישט, ונקפי שעושן זיכוין, ונשתמת כי פירוש רב נשים של זהו, כלו יוצא זיכוין ומעץ, ונפרצה מיקווה על סלוסי, גם עם הסכירים בי, כושר לפורשים, the same thing that he says in the פירש, לפורשים אני אסכיר, ואיתן ורבי יצי, הוא רואי מסתם בכלל, ולדום אליי, מסך הספור, כי מדעמי כלי כושר, ויאפסו לי על יום התומי, ואיתן בשביל פרקים מקבועי, ושם הם אומרים, מדבירים בחרדוס, ובסלעים הם מדבירים, ומדים שגידו קיילים ותאילו בה, וקיילים שגידו גודל יהוד ולו, פירוש חרדוס שטר המים לידי, מדלים של הה, ושם יש לי מיצוי ביתר מזכוין, וכתב חסה בחיבו, ובסיר הוא סבר בריאה בחיבו, וגם הוא מתאר מזכוין, אבל תשכות הביגלים, לא יהב את זכוין, ואם יש בהשביר את זה הרבה ימסור, מדבירים בה, אבל כאילו שקודם בהם, לא יהוד ולו, ובשביל במים לא מצווה אחות, אבל בבבת נעשכיר על בקיום פנאי, so that was that part of the rush, and the rush got to know. So the ordinary pshat, we made it. What's the ordinary pshat? If somebody would not look into the portion, how would he be tempted to explain? To explain this mishnah? The Besir Eimrim in Matbil, Umeim. So the term Umeim is mentioned immediately after Besir Eimrim in Matbil. So doesn't it seem that the Umeim has reference to Besir, not to Mishnah, but the Rash and the Rav of the Noah were forced to explain that Umeim does not have reference to Besir, but it has reference to Bishama. Because how could Besir say, maybe Shulkeda came in the table there. According to Bisilel, so Mitzvah is not Mitayah Bisilel. If Mitzvah is not Mitayah Bisilel, so then the question is, how could Bisilel say that he could set up a Kele as a preventive of the Schile, as the one that will, as the thing that will stop, that will block the Schile? But it's habitually involved. Have you also now they told me? That's the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzi. And we pass like Rabbi Yitzi. That the Zakosu of Rabbi Yosef and Auditare implies not only that Dovaram Kavutume cannot be used as a transmitter, but that the Dovaram Kavutume cannot be used as the preventive, as the Mineya of the Spirit. And here we still say, like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yitzi. So because of that, so the Rash and the Rabbi of Inore were forced to explain who may be not literally, because literally maybe has reference to Rabbi Yis, to Rabbi Siva. So they say no, maybe has reference to Bishama. To Bishama, even though according to Bishama, so Mitri is entirely Zehwin, and if Mitri is entirely Zehwin, so of course, a Domor HaKabutume can be used as the preventive of the Schile, because Schile doesn't matter. But still, the Kelim itself, it's Loros Bethim. I mean, that's straining the expression of the Mishnah in an unusual way. So that's the Kashe of the Rosh, he said. What? Void. It now is not a thing before you shall be mad on the harvest. Or the silly mad on the year that you will take with them, but my youth will be a shadow ship of my head. That's why the shaman is saying, make me down the zephyr and get up as a hero. Or the silly sabbath of the hero, come in town the zephyr. Aber ich kann mich heim in der Abbe Seichwe. Wie mir ich beschwer im Abbe im Sommer hat wie und bin. Aber ich kann mich Gott abbeim bei Jufo, ich kann mich heim und sage ich heute. Aber mit dem Wattner ist hier auch der Kirche mit mir hin. Weil da geht der Bekehle in die Erf, schau ich heute, ich kann kein Kirche im Selle sehen, schau ich jetzt zu Zassen am Main, ich bin hier. Kilo hier ist gab ein Mischte, ich habe mit dem Kompisi, یه خیلی که از که یعنی دیگه آمد این ما مایم می تایم به زیخ و نب میکرم تایم به زیخ ماش ما شوی بول مایی تو این دومید مایم شکل زیخ و ریخ به خیلی به شمه بیسی و این اخل کلا به خواهد رست شیل مایم همی خواهد می داریم شلا به آخه نیست بیدی سرفته بیزه و خواهد رست به شما باییم این باکی مدرانی نشم پاسورت سری پان صرفا باییم سو خالد ابو یوسف مدیون به لوابی مدیون به دیو بشامای و بیسلیم مدیون به اچه این فنو فوق ابو یوسف ماش ما هویش فنو فوق ابو یوسف ابو دبش خالد و شوف شام می برز در خیس این گل شلیخ می سمی تابه خود و این سمی تابه خیلی مدیون به دی نی تیم سومی ملاتی و بند از خلاصان کمی نوری شما باوی می شام now this is a very important point the Rosh Menishis so far the Rosh was only Masik and the Rash and other questions, not on the definition of Schir, of a Mikra Mitaya Bezeh. In other words, because according to Rash Pshat, it follows from the Mishneh that the Psul of Abi Yosef, Alvin Tumeh, does not only imply that the Dover and Kabul Tumeh cannot be used as a transmitter, but it also implies, according to the Rash, the Dovram Kamutume cannot be used as a linear entrance of Schir. That's the Chiddush, here it is. But now the Rosh is mentioning another Asod and the Rashite as to the definition of Schir. Because the Rosh mentioned it in his page, and here, took shot in the Rash. So, according to the Chumre, the first Roshi in the Rosh is shot in the Rash. So if there is a Nekev, a hole in the wall, so then even though the Nekev, the hole, is relatively high in the wall, so that more than Mem so and much more than Mem so will remain after all the water will leak out. So still Mem so on the left, it's still possible. Then he says, no, that's not the Stabler, that's the Sheet of the Rash. So the other pshat is that when do we say that it involves the Psul of Zeichlin only when the Nekev, the hole in the wall, is relatively low in the wall. So that in due course, Mepso will not be left. But if it's high in the wall, then it doesn't involve the Psul of Zeichlin. Now the Rosh is saying that even if the Nekev is very low in the wall, so that in the course, let's say, of an hour, so less than them so remain in the mikveh, but if at a time when the person immerses himself or herself in the mikveh, there is still them so left, it's a good fit. What is Zeichlin? Zeichlin means if it is the way the midmayon flow. You know, when all the water flows, but just because drops of water leak out drop by drop, even though in due course nothing will be left, but if the woman is developed, while there is more men saw or more left, it's a good to be left. You can't call it Zeichlin just because there is a hole and water leaks out. Zeichlin means that the water in total flows with an unusual swiftness, the way that is typical of Mimayon. But in Mimayon it's kosher. But in Mikveh, if the water flows, if all the Mayim are Zeichlin, so then it's not retired. For example, let's say Chadra Shel Shom. So let's say there is a big rain, and then a lot of water, and there is a slight slant in the ground. So the melee, while it rains, so all the water starts flowing, and the person will be taking himself while the chalos of shonim flows over the slant. So it's not a good feeling. So there, the water in the chalos of shonim, the water in total is there. But when you have a nekev in the wall, even though the nekev is very low in the wall, that's not Zeichlin. So he mentions Zeraya. Now that's a big way. That's a big way. That's the Shikah. that's the shite of the Eshkol in Simen Samach, in the Eshkol. So the Eshkol says that not only in the case where there is a nekev in the wall, so it doesn't involve the psul of zechut, and not even if the nekev is very low in the wall, so that beneath the nekev it cannot contain memsor. So it's also kosher. That's not zechut. Zechut means, by definition, means if the water in total, the mayim bichlal is zechut with a typical swiftness. So the mayim it's kosher, but the mikri it's not kosher, like chavu shol shom. So if it rains and rainwater keeps on flowing, and the person will be tevel in the water while the chavash of shomim flows with a unusual swiftness, then it's not entire. But just because there is an ekev and drop by drop it leaks out, even though in 1 hour all the water will leak out, but if a person is tevel himself or herself while there is still mental left, that's not zechut. So he mentions the right. Now let's see again. Veid Vitna Bishiva Perikim Mikvoy Shamayim Madvim Lecharla Vizyonim Madvim Omeyim Shigilekim Mikvoy Vekim Shigodom Vudu Pirush Chav Lashat Mayim Yer Midai Vishal Ahar Vishamay Seif Vimayim Vimitar Mizeichwin Vikatav Kazan Vachivu Misal Sav Vachivu Vamitar Mizeichwin Avot Shod Vichir Vam Zeichwin. And then the Fisef Deset Vim Yeish So in other words, this disaster says that even the Zillah, who are here come to Shana, and we say that even the Zillah, who are here come to Shana, and we say that that I think have of some we also feel it, but if Yesh Ugel shall then so then even though he stable himself, the person is stable himself, while the Chavos of Shomim flows through the Tuga, Ugel means his servant. Suppose he had, there is this land. Suppose there is this land. It's not in the land, but there is one spot that is in the land. Even when you have slant, it doesn't mean that it's slant all over. In other words, on the whole there is a slant. But suppose there is an eagle, a circle, a spot that has themselves in one bucket, an even level ground. And then there is a harbor, but there is a slant here, and there is a slant here. And then, but this spot, this eagle, is an even ground, an even level ground. And this Ugo is a mikveh that has memsor. But here there is a slant, and here there is a slant. And then it starts raining. So a lot of water starts flowing with swiftness over the eagle. So Basil is also made that if a person will be taking himself or herself in the eagle that has of its own men saw, so then the feeling is a good feeling. But the question is, if you say that when the mikveh, if the wall in the mikveh has a hole and drops by drop leak out, as long as in due course it will leak out, it leak out, so it involves the psul of Zechlin. So why does the seal make that in the eagle itself there is mepsol? So the person who is stable in that eagle, while the Chadrish of Shomim passes through it, it's still a good feeling. But why should it be better than someone who is stable in the mikveh and has mepsol, but there is minute drops keep on leaking, and if in the course of a year or 2 years it will leak out, so then even though the person made it feel now a year before, all the water will have leaked out, so the theory is possible. And here the people are made it that if there is an eagle with mepsol in one bucket, even though there is a sun here and there is a sun here, and even though rainwater keeps on flowing through it, and somebody will stay there while the harvest of Shom passes through it, so it's still a good thing. So that shows that the psul of Zechlin only applies to a case when the water in total is a mashenke. In this case, there is mepsol. There is mepsol that is the mokim echot. There is Islandia, there is Islandia, and here there is even level ground. So, and there is mepsol water. So the melee will be stable in that eagle. So the water in which he stays there, so I'm not zechul in total. Only the water that passes through it, the harvest of Shomim, is zechul. But the mepsol that is contained in that eagle, so that's not zechul. Now, what would the Rash say? So, according to the second version in the Rash, so there is no kasha from this descent, according to the second version. And the Rosh himself admits that the second pshat in the Rash is the right pshat in the Rash, not the first. Because according to the second pshat in the Rash, when do we say that even when the water leaks out drop by drop in the course of a year or 2 years, as long as in the long run, in due course, it will have leaked out, so it's possible. Only if in due course, so much will leak out that mepsol will not remain. But if the nature is here, so that even in due course, when all the water will have leaked out, there will still remain beneath the hole mepsol more, so then it's kosher. So according, that's the second pshat in the Rash. And the Rosh himself accepts this pshat in the Rash. So there is no kasha from the Tisefte, because here the Tisefte is referencing the case where there is an eagle, an even leveled ground that has mepsol, and that mepsol will never recover by itself. But there is a lot of water of the Chavash of Shomim that passes through it. But even after all the Chavash of Shomim will have passed through it, the mepsol will remain. So maybe it's like you make it high up in the wall. So that's why it's kosher. But according to the first pshat in the Rosh, which is also the Shita of the Mordechai in Luchas Mikvois, you'll find it, Luchas Mikvois, the Mordechai, that's in the Nisachdes of Shmuis. So he says, like, that's his own chip, the Mordechai, and the Rabbo passes the Chumre like that chip. So then there is a kasha from the Tisefta. The Tisefta says that even in the Pesil Almeide, where there is a Chavresh of Shomim, so you know, that has Mepsor, so Pesil is made that even though he stayed there in that eagle, while the Chavresh of Shomim passes through it, so still it is kosher. Alright, now again, the Washington is said. The Ochitzin is said, is a Chavim Mishabu in Boki Matren, and you should throw some bad saying from.
7 to 12, 7 minutes of 12 o'clock.
7 minutes before 12. So what does he say? That he doesn't spell out in the Pirush. In the Pirush of the Rosh, you could say, as far as the Pirush Rosh is concerned, that he is only Masik and the Rash for other reasons. Because according to the Rash, the Psul of Abiyosta al-Bitume applies in three cases where the Mikveh was not transmitted for Edom al-Kavutume. But you use Edom al-Kavutume as a preventive, as a Mineya of the skill. So he doesn't agree with that sheet. That's stretching out the principle of Abiyosin al-Litum. But you could say that the Rosh is made there to the Rosh is made there to the Rash, that in the case where the hole is very low in the wall of the mikveh, so that in due course all the water will have leaked out and not men soul remain. So then the Rosh is made into the Rash that it won't bound the Psul of Schir. But he doesn't agree with the Pshat of the Rash because according to the Pshat of the Rash in the Mishneh, it follows that the Psul of Abiyosin al-Litume applies to a case where Idobaram Kavutume is used as a Mineya of the Schir. And that, he said, is not Mistabe. Because as long as the water was not transmitted through Edom HaKavutume, but it's only blocked, the leakage is blocked and stopped through Edom HaKavutume, so it shouldn't involve the soul of Abiyosin al-Litume. We could say that shot in the Rosh Peirush.